Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Cast all you can
on me,
cause I care for you. Cast all you can.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard the song, Cast Your Cares by Michael Green. And the topic of the show is, stop changing one pain for another. And the scripture that we will come from is 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. And 10 read, for the love of money is the root of all sorts of injuries, things. And by reaching out for this love, some have been led astray from the faith and have stabbed themselves all over with many pains. You know, every day is a new day. You have to say to yourself, I can enter this race of life and I can be a winner in life. I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying. I said in my mind I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and get it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many peoples in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought patterns. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward to turn your pain into love. See, you will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. What you do not handle or complete as a child, you will handle or complete as an adult. When we let go of resentment, we benefit ourselves. Imagine the following scenario. You pick up a rock, perhaps one that weighs just a few pounds, and hold it an arm length. You would probably have a little trouble holding the rock for a short time. But what if you try to do it for an extended period of time? How long would you be able to hold it? Some minutes, an hour, or longer? No doubt, your arm will become very tired. Of course, the actual weight of the rock will not change. But longer you held it, the heavier it would feel. And the same is true of resentment. If you felt in your heart that I could not forgive them for what I had gone through, you must handle yourself with a demonstration of compassion. If you are not careful, the spirit of resentment can take over your life and cause you to miss the joy, the peace, and the love that lies within you and ahead of you. So you will know you are being controlled by memories if you insist on doing a certain thing in a certain way, because you are convinced your reason for doing it is right. Discipline cannot be forced upon you. It must be developed. An unexpressed feeling is like a rubber band being stretched to its limit. The longer you hold on to the feeling, the more the tension grows. Eventually, something has to give, or the rubber band is going to snap. See, when that happens, someone is going to get hurt. The good thing about learning lessons is that you can apply what you learn to your next attempt. See, no one who is successful came that way without failures. Focus in on your desire in an unseen world of possibility and opportunity. See, purpose is the simple reason that we do things. We do. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life. so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. The thing about having low standards is that you will achieve them also. I hope some of my words will set someone on the path to increase life for themselves and also for those around them. It takes a lot to see something that nobody else can and then believe in it enough to make it happen. It's sad that people still hate, even on people who are down and out. See, the world has been convinced we serve no purpose when we actually was born with gifts in us. See, I do not care about what people say about me, but I do care about how I feel about myself. And that's the only opinion that counts. You know, stop letting someone else define you. Hold fear responsible for the recklessness. See, if you don't know you're wrong, you're not wrong. It just you don't know. And if you don't have an ear to hear, you can't answer for everybody. See, God's voice is heard by the spirit first and then the ear second. Make a difference in people's lives. It's not for you, but for the one you leave behind. See, things fall apart, just begin again. Do not feel worthless or over-discouraged because discrimination was impolite and it wouldn't accept your forgiveness. See, if you stumble, get up and move forward. Now, gain God's trust. Experience the truthfulness of those words. Now, when I find myself getting unfocused, I tell myself, I must stop catering to the weakness and take back my control. Sometimes we do things in life because there's nobody to share our pain. So we seek to cause pain to feel not alone. I recall that day I heard this supervisor speaking harsh to this employee. I realized how life would put so many people in your life for selfish reasons and let you down. You must be very strong to handle what life will contradict for you. You are one of many that will not be able to see life to the fullest because you are disillusioned with all the pain in your life. Start taking little steps by little and be willing to fight harder to connect to your God love instead of being frustrated, angry, and rage feeling. And feeling powerless to change the reaction to the circumstance. But it should be harder to not love your God and what he expects of you. The strength in your character will bring you serenity. You cannot teach what you have not experienced. Isn't it amazing that we go through so many dark places to find the light we always had? You know, I ran from myself only to find myself through seeking to help others. I learned to love, honor myself from the inside to the outside. God gave you the power to take the thought, translate it into action. So your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, who did I wake up as? Self-doubt is anger that multiplies to self-hatred. The ingredients is resentment, arrogance, disobedience, and jealousy, and meanness. You must identify the strength so you can take passion to the next level. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. See, the difference between faith and experience is this. One you must work on. The other work on you. Self-reflection. Until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. You must grow from struggling to searching. If the hurt just won't go away, although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. And drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. So your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. I was reading this book And the author said, if you are waiting for something to happen that will make you happy, chance or you are killing off your joy. Joy come through you. Happiness come to you. See, if you seek your joy within, you will be happy no matter what is going on around you. Acceptance. You must be devoted to transforming to self-love. To identify the weakness, if you don't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. So you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. Self-deception. Wallowing in it too long, you lose sight of your right to dream. Dreams aspire to the goals that you create for yourself. You must grow from fear to faith to stop the eruption over controlling the control and power over the mind. So you may meet up with many things that push you into dark and scary places face first. Your spirit is always trying to see just how much you would take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Be patient with yourself and be patient with others. Be patient with life, and patience always pays off. The process of life is ever unfolding and guiding you and pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. You know, life often takes a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. Perhaps there are not a sign that we are wrong, that we are failing, or that our life is about to fall apart. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. You know, be devoted to embrace the process of life without fears. By reminding yourself that you really don't, but you are equipped to handle whatever shows up. You know, I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. And we sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. And obstacles, it's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought pattern. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. You know, tell yourself this. The world did not get the chance to see your greatness. The only thing people saw was your self-doubts. Now, become dissatisfied with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence and become displeased with your destination because only you can add a step in the walk of life. You know, by unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The conscience that would die and let you step over into love. You can't be two people at one time. And sometimes, we try to become our pain, and we manifest our weakness as a strength. When you are overcommitted, it is a sign that there is a deficiency of self-value and self-worth and self-esteem. When you don't feel good about you, continue to do things that will maintain that status quo of not feeling good. When you do not feel good, you make a mess in end of your life. Are you telling the truth? What you're feeling, what you know, and who you are? Or are you sugarcoating the truth to yourself and others to avoid hurting feelings and putting yourself on the spot? Just for today, be devoted to examining and acknowledging and cleaning up the little things that create such a mess in your mind and your life. Some people are used to having a war zone going on in their life. Once the war is over, people still fighting with themselves because they could have been in a physical or a mental abuse relationship. So condemn serve as a sign. So they have to create a personal war with anything or anybody. Now, the spirit of rejection and denial would empower their assault on their priority. I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it, and probably the only thing that they is their own. Now, why the reason why their force is not strong? Because when you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The conscience that will die unless you step over into love. See, when trouble comes, then dishonor will come. Self-doubt will discourage your motivating spirit. You have to contend with your own imperfection. Powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? Focus on improving your skill and recognizing Satan traps. Do not feel worthless or over-discouraged because discrimination was impolite and it wouldn't accept your forgiveness. See, if you stumble, get up and move forward. Now, gain God trust. Experience the truthfulness of those words. See, God's determination promised no regret. You must vandalize wickedness. Represent something greater than discomfort. Take a successful stand against what you should know to resist temptation. Sometimes you will feel like quitting and giving up when things seem too hard to go another inch. Now, you should see all the face and hear all the people saying, I knew she or he wasn't going to beat anybody. At that point, something needs to happen to your mind. It should refuse to see and hear anything but, I can do it. I have a place and I belong here with everybody else. Only at that point, God's spirit would touch all your fears and run them away. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill that blank sheet with decision, action, and the spirits of life that shape our individuality and personality, until you expire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. Turn your pain into power. It's amazing how much talent in this world been overlooked. If only you can refill the peace in the unstable place. See, when life blows storms into people's life, as well as your own, it's sad that people still hate, even on people who are down and out. The world has been convinced we serve no purpose, which we actually have gift we was born with. Instead, the hatred within us that has been oppressed and caged in. But we overlook it because of our lifestyle. There are those who have questions about the journey of life. They are afraid to ask. Those taking the journey and are willing to do it again. So I want to help those who want to begin the journey but don't know how to start. You start by changing the mindset and your thinking pattern. If your mind could see yourself beyond your current circumstance, only then you can grow. Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's mind of your life? Many people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. And grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears unjustify your dream. Stop changing one pain for another. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show, you'll hear Pop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
the forecast of a storm. For some it seems the storm just won't pass. For you it seems so dark. This day will never.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Rainbow by My Sheep. And the topic of the show was Stop Changing One Pain for Another. And if there are anybody out there on the script, anybody out there is on the line would like to add a comment explain a situation or express yourself about something took place in your life, the line is open, and state your name and where you calling in from. Anybody out there is online, you would like to make a comment or something that you heard about of the topic on the show, if you would like to expound on it, your line is open. State your name and where you're calling in from, or express your opinion or of an experience took place in your life. Well, like I said, the topic of the show was we need to stop changing one pain for another, and we do that a lot in life. We take our pain into another relationship. It can be a relationship that you're in with someone. You just broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you take all that pain with you to the next new relationship. And with all that pain that you take, that you have not completed or handled, you will try to handle that or to complete it in a new relationship. And that's why a lot of relationships that do not work, because we take our pain to another. We replace one pain with another. And we need to try to start to fix the problem at hand. Fix one problem at a time. And once you can solve and get to the bottom of the problem with the pain that's creating problems dealing with your relationship, only then that you're going to have a great relationship with the new person that you is involved with. And that can represent anything in life. You trying to get a new job. I mean, you just left a job, and you taking some of your same traits that you had with your old job, being late or not being on time, and you trying to get a new job. And if you take those same pain with you to the new job, you're going to have the same problem until you find a solution to the problem and fix it. There was so much that been taking place on the on Facebook and YouTube about all the police out there that are going beyond the law of doing certain things in a very law officer way. I'll tell you about a experience that took place for me this weekend. I was for me looking at all the stuff take place on Facebook and dealing with police officers. I was driving this weekend, and I got a little bitty car, a little sports car. Me and this guy, we was side by side, and this guy was running faster than I was. And he looked over at my car, and he thought it was fast, so he wanted to try to race me, and he just took off. And as he accelerated, there was a cop was sitting over the hill in the middle of the media. So the cop came behind both of us. And the cop and the person that was racing with me, or against me, what he thought I was racing, but I was just going to speed limit. And this guy, and the police put a lights on me. And I thought about all the things were taking place on Facebook about what police officers to do, how to stay calm, what I need not to do to provoke the cop or whatever. But I pulled over beside the road and I kept my hands on the steering wheel because I wanted him to see my hand at all point of time. And the police officer asked me, he said, you know why I'm pulling you over? I said, no, sir, I really don't know. He said, I'm pulling you over because you were speeding. He said, one of you, I cannot pinpoint which one of you was speeding because both of y'all were side by side. So I just told the officer, I said, well, I just stayed calm and I didn't get loud with the police officer. I could have said, well, the car was in front of me, was, you know, going faster than I was because he was in front of me. So I just try to keep a level head and stay cool and not to provoke the police officer because I'm down here in Georgia. So he was kind of hesitant and, you know, he really couldn't. He said, well, only thing I'm going to do is just probably give you a warning because I really can't pinpoint which one of y'all was speeding. But I was the one that pulled over and he didn't want to pull behind me. So he said, well, I'm going to run your license. If everything come back all right, I'm going to let you go. I won't give you no warning. So so that's what I done. I gave him my license. And I stayed calm. I didn't create no scene or make the officer get mad or upset. So he came back and he gave me my license, said that I can go. But I knew that he was kind of in the wrong because the car was in front of me and was going faster than I was. It was about two or three car lengths. But I just tried to keep my cool so that I wouldn't provoke the police officer. With so much taking place with the police officer and this thing with the things that took place with Sabre Bland, and that was a sad story. And so all the things that are taking place on television, I'm beginning to try to be calm once I have an encounter with a police officer. And we all need to try to keep our cool dealing with a situation, dealing with the cops. So that was one of the experiences that took place with me this weekend. And for me, paying attention to the things that are taking place about Facebook, about YouTube, about all the police officers, the things that they're doing, to not provoke them, I think that helped me out of that situation. I could have got kind of lied with him and dispute what he had said to me about, you know, about the speeding. He couldn't figure out which one it was. So, but I, you know, I just applied to what the police officer was talking to him, so I kept a cool head. So the point what I'm trying to make, so sometimes out there, you just got to keep a cool head right now with everything that's taking place dealing with police officers. And that was one experience that took place with me this weekend. I just want to share that and to keep your pain, to keep one pain, stop changing one pain for another pain in your life. So I could have got angry and made the situation more badder than what it was. But if anybody out there that would like to make a comment about something they heard on the show or about their experience, the line is open. State your name and where you calling in.
Hey, John, this is, hello, everybody out here. I'm Dr. AT. I'm the resident DJ here on Hip Hop National Radio. And tonight, the sermon has been beautiful from beginning, middle, and to the end. And I would like to say what you were just talking about real quick, John, about you and the police officer, and to let especially the young folks out here, let them know that, hey, yeah, you know, yes, no, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, you know, just, you know, make eye contact with the officer and, hey, be on your P's and Q's. You know, they're as much scared as pulling you over as you're being pulled over by them, so, hey, as long as you can, you know, stay on the bound, the faster you do this, the faster it'll be over, because they want to get home just like you want to get home. And the yelling, the eye red and all that, they tell you to do something, just do it. And hey, because you're not out here to win. You're out here to go from point A to point B, and that's it, just like they are. So getting confrontational with them, you know, it's not going to get anybody nowhere but, you know, a black eye. And that's not what we're here. That's not what we're here to do. And just pray to God and carry God with you. And hey, God will make sure nothing happens to you. As long as you're in the right, everything be all good. And that's what I have learned from the past. I've been pulled over too. And hey, show them my license and registration, my insurance, hands on the steering wheel. Yes, no, ma'am. What else you need? And that's it. Have a nice day. God bless you.
That's
what I've been through.
Yeah, because that experience, I reflected back. I looked back what took place the last couple of months and on social media, showing how things take place and how things kick off. So those were some things I did not want to do. And like I said, the cops, he was kind of itching a little bit. You know, I would assume he is scared because so much has been taking place with the police officers. And like I say, I'm down here in South, and I didn't want to provoke the police officer. So, yes, I applied to him. I said, yes, sir, and no, sir, and kept my hands all time on the steering wheel, which it wasn't night, it was day. And like I say, and we need to do that, you know. We can't, you know, if somebody was angry in life and you know, start saying, well, why you pull me over and start yelling in confrontation with the police officer, that, you know, that might have made the situation bad. Could have turned out real bad. And just not got a black eye, you could have got shot or anything at a time like this right here. What's taking place with the police officer. So that's one of the things So social media can be a great thing if you know how to use it to benefit yourself, to help you to avoid certain situations. Same thing with life. A lot of people, they once they don't handle something or complete something as they was a child, they will try to handle it or complete it as an adult. And that can be, some people have anger problems, and you need to figure out your anger problem and to solve that. Because you can take that into adulthood where it can cause a lot of pain in your life. Just like that experience I just told you about, the experience I was just explaining about the police officer. Yeah, if you got an anger problem, that's not a good place to express your anger. Self-control is very important at a time like this in life.
Please continue, Mr. Lowe.
No, I was listening at you. The floor is open to you, Dr. A.T. Is anything that you would like to add or something that experience that took place, something you would like to talk about or to talk? Just, you know, line is open. Listening.
I was agreeing with you, you know. Certain things, a lot of people got anger issues. We all do at times. And it's, you know, up to that person to contain that gorilla, contain that, you know, that monster inside of you, because you can let it out at any moment, and it could be the wrong moment, and it could cost you your life, it could cost you everything. And, you know, they always say, you know, you think you're the baddest person in this neighborhood, but there's always somebody bigger, badder, tougher, stronger, faster than you. And you could, and then you might have your back against the wall, and you might get drop kicked in the next week. And so that's what a lot of young folks also need to understand, that, hey, there's always a tomorrow. You're not out here trying to be right. You know, hey, somebody bumps into you and you scuff up the joint and say, hey, it's my bad, I'm an idiot, I'm blind by the sunlight, hey, I'm sorry, hey, God bless you, I didn't mean to scruff up your new shoes, hey, it's my bad, you're right, I'm an idiot, I'm a moron, hey, anything I could do, I apologize. And once you do that, hey, you go on along your way, hey, take my shoes, hey, do what you need to do. But
yeah,
going out, but a lot of young folks, you know, they want to buck up and think they're right and somebody else is right. And you come to a crossroads like that, and that's why a lot of young folks are getting hurt and getting shot, because they don't know how to, as my father said, Raw Dog, he says, be a diplomat, don't be barbaric. And being a diplomat is, hey, talk it out, know when you're right, know when you're wrong, and know when to back away and throw your hands up and be like, hey, you're right, whatever you say, you're right, you're the ruler, you're the master, whatever. And as long as I can go back home and sleep in my bed, it's all good. I don't need to go to jail. I don't need to be on the run with a warrant with my name on it to ruin my whole life and all that. But, John, we do have a caller, area code 229. You are on.
Thank you very much. How's everybody this evening?
How you doing, Ricky?
Yeah, this is Ricky. It sure is in the 229.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was a little bit detained, but I was able to catch some of the program. And I want to, John, speaking about your experience, I don't know whether to shake your hand or to hug you. Because, brother, let me tell you, you've done the right thing. And like the DJ producer was speaking of, we, as a people, especially young people, we got to learn to do the right thing. And like the DJ was just expressing, we have to learn the attribute of being a negotiator, not an agitator. Mm. This is key. Look, I'm 59 years old and have never, ever, ever had a confrontation with the police authority. You know why? Because I just said the magic words. They are the authority. That's the key word. They are the authority. See, we growing up, and a lot of time we was raised by children having children. And the drawback to that is they don't have the tools to give to their own children on how to respect, keyword again, authority. Now, there are some people, and sometimes you may run into police authority that have control issues, but the attribute that we have to learn, especially young people, black, white, it does not matter. You have to learn not to agitate a situation. You have to learn to de-escalate a situation. When you get pulled over, I tell my 20-year-old son, when you get pulled over, the officer involved is probably just as nervous as you are, like the producer just said. And what you have to do is show him that he is the authority, and I am one to comply with your questioning. If you ever took ROTC in high school, one of the main thing they would tell you is not to be insubordinate. And that's the thing. If you look back at all the situations in the news, the incident in New York, and a lot of 90% of the incidents with the police officers, the main issue that came forefront was insubordination, non-compliance. In areas like the big guy in New York, when he was selling cigarettes in front of the man's store, the man told him to move on. When the police came on the scene, the first thing they told him to do was get on the ground. But no, you don't want to get on the ground. You want to be confrontational. And by them being the authority they are, and you being outnumbered, that's when they're going to put hands on you and things are going to get out of hand. So, John, I want to tell you that you did the right thing, brother. You did the right thing. I'm proud of you. And I'll be quiet and let you take hold of the show and close out if that's what time it is. But thanks for letting me come in. Oh, one last thing I want to say to the person that called in about his relationships issues. We have to step back sometime and look at what part we play in any relationship or any dealings with other people in life. A lot of times we want to point a finger at one person, but if you look at your hand, when you point fingers, you got three pointing back at you. You have to look at what part we play in all situations in life. I love your program, John. Thanks for having me on, and I just stand by and listen to what you have to say.
Well, like I said, the line is open. If anything you want to continue to expound on, you know, it's for the callers right now. You know, mm-hmm. If anything you would like to bring on that, continue with your conversation.
No, I'm done. I'm done, and I really appreciate the time to speak. And I just want to challenge. I want to challenge young people. Here's a challenge from an old guy to a young guy. You know, we have an audience that if you stand down in a situation, if you choose to be diplomatic in a situation, the audience around you are quick to call you a punk. Or, you know, you're a punk because you won't stand up to the guy and fight him, or you won't retaliate, or you won't confront him. You look, the prison systems are full of people that adhere to that challenge or that to that bickering that you must be a punk, you won't stand your ground. Well, you know, like your producer said, sometimes you have to stand your ground, or you can run and live to fight another day. You know, you have to be smart enough to choose your fights. In other words, I appreciate you. My wife is calling me. And I'm going to sign off, and I'm just listening to the rest of the program.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Brother Rick. I appreciate your call, Rick.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, then. All right, man. Looking forward to Dr. A.T., anything you would like to add on to that, Mr. Ricky was talking about?
Well, the gentleman that called, he said pretty much everything in a nutshell. You know, I'm 21 years old. I never told anybody my age. As long as I've been on Hip Hop National Radio, but I'm 21 years old, going on 22 in October. And as a young person, letting the people know that, hey, I've been called a punk for being a diplomat, for being the one that, hey, when there's confrontation, I, you know, say, hey, you win. But the same people that called me a punk, a lot of them have been locked up. A lot of them have been on house arrest. A lot of them have their freedoms taken away. They can't vote. They can't do certain things. And so it's kind of in a ironic way, I got the last laugh. And telling them,
yeah,
hey, if you follow what I did, was being a diplomat, being somebody who can, I wouldn't say outthink the problem, but think 10 steps ahead of the problem that you're already in, you're going to get more ahead in life. And there's a saying that my father told me was, think when you're young, think old, and you live longer. If you're young and you think young, you're not going to live that long. And what he meant by that is that if you think as a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-old would in this situation, which is, you know, I ain't got time for this. Hey, I comply. You know, I want to get home. A young person's going to think, you know, trying to buck up if there's a crowd around, or, you know, they want to show that they're the macho person. Well, they might not live to see another day, or they're going to live to see themselves behind bars for the next 10 years. And, you know, jails and prisons are not made for me. Them jumpsuits and the bars and the food is not made for me. And I love my freedom. So, you know, following those rules that my father set for me for day one, I've complied with, and I want to let the young folks out here know that I'm somebody that's, you know, I've been called a punk and all that, and I'm here today on Mr. John Lowe's show speaking the truth that, hey, they might call you this and that or the other, but show them that you're bigger in it. Show them that, hey, there isn't tomorrow. Show them that, hey, you don't need to buck up your fist or pull out a gun or a knife and show that you're the tougher man, because, like I said earlier, there's always somebody somewhere else that is bigger, tougher, stronger, faster, and smarter than you are at the moment. And unless you want to come up and meet that person, I suggest you be a diplomat and let it all go.
Okay. That sounds great to me. Like I said, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you sound like a great young man to me. You doesn't sound like a punk, you know.
Hey,
I can tell you that.
I'm glad that you're here too. You do not sound like a punk in any type of way to me since I've known you. You do not.
Okay. I think what is the top of the hour, we come back to a close. I'm gonna end with a prayer and I'm gonna pray to God here. Let me end the show with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping those ones out there to stop changing one pain for another in their life. Help them to grow in life. Help them to understand life and what they need to do to be a better person, to embrace their endurance and mildness and devotion to faith and love and endurance, so that they can change their life, so that they can fight the fine fight with life have in store for them, so that they can overcome the obstacles in life. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a great night out there, and I see y'all next Sunday, if God willing. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.